Well, hello and welcome to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I am race director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in. And it is October, which means it is Kansas City Marathon race month. Hope you all are tapering, resting up a little bit, and getting ready for race day, Saturday, October 19th. Not going to go ahead and make a guarantee, but we're feeling good that the weather should be nice and cool, hopefully a lot like last year when it was around 45 degrees at the start of the race, and hoping for great, cool weather and ideal running conditions for you again at this year's Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin on Saturday, October 19th, with a start and finish in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Big podcast coming up. In the next segment, we will interview one of the best runners in the country. I'm talking about Olympian and Garmin-sponsored athlete Alexi Pappa. She'll be coming into Kansas City to run with you in the 2019 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. She'll be running the half marathon on October 19th. And later in the podcast, we'll also have an interview with Vince Sanders. He's the founder and CEO of CBD American Shaman. And CBD American Shaman is really the big name in the CBD industry. I'm sure you've heard a lot of different companies in that space, but they have the most high quality and science-tested products and can offer great pain relief treatment, among other things, for runners. So we'll hear more about that from Vince Sanders, founder and CEO of CBD American Shaman, coming up later in the podcast. Let's get started by talking a little bit, since it is race month, about what it looks like if you're a participant in the 2019 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Kind of do a race week rundown for you. A lot of you have done the race before. You probably know what this looks like. But for those of you, if you're traveling in from out of state, if this will be your first Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, no matter what distance you're doing, 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, here's the rundown of what you can expect for race week. So early in the week, you'll be getting an email from us with the virtual race bag, which is an email with exclusive offers from our race sponsors just for participants in the race. So look for that early the week of October 14th. You'll be getting an email with some special offers from our sponsors and what we call our virtual race bag. Also early that week, you'll get a separate email with your participant guide that will have all the information you need to know about the race, including expo details, parking, race morning, shirt, medal, after party, anything, courses, anything you need to know about this year's race will be in the participant guide that will also be sent out early the week of the race. Of course, one of the big things you need to do is go to the expo at Union Station. It's the Kansas City Marathon Health and Fitness Expo presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. That's where you go to get your participant shirt. That's where you go to get your race packet. And we're going to have 75 running and health and wellness vendors there selling products, doing giveaways, and talking to you. So I think you'll find some great vendors as well, including all of our big sponsors. It's the Health and Fitness Expo at Union Station, and it's Thursday, October 17th, 3 to 8 p.m., Friday, October 18th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. So again, you have to go to the expo at Union Station to get your race packet. That includes your bib with your timing chip, your participant shirt, and just to be clear, you don't have to wear this shirt in the race. It's a participant shirt because as a participant, someone who's registered for the race, you get this shirt. If you want to run in it, you can. Just so you know, it's not a tech shirt. It's a soft, comfortable tri-blend shirt. So it is your shirt for being a participant in the race. You do not have to wear it as a participant on race day. So at the expo, you'll get your race packet. Again, that's your bib with the timing chip in it. You'll get your shirt. If you're a half or full marathon runner, you'll get your free Gooder sunglasses that are KC Marathon branded at the expo. And then if you've purchased add-on apparel, like Kansas City Marathon Lululemon items or BOKO hats or the HX tags we're selling, or if you're a 5K, 10K runner that purchased Gooder sunglasses, you pick those up at the expo as well. And again, it's Thursday, October 17th, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, October 18th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Kansas City's iconic Union Station. Free parking is available in the garage down by Science City. So you'll want to go down the little ramp on Broadway by the Kansas City Ballet location. Come in there on the west side of Union Station. So you don't want to go on the surface lot out front at street level. You want to take the ramp down on the west side of Union Station. You pull up there behind Science City in their outdoor area where they have concerts and outdoor equipment now. And you want to go in the parking garage there on the west side, tell them you're there for the Kansas City Marathon Health and Fitness Expo, and you'll have free parking at the expo. You can go in and get all your stuff for the race and also check out the great health and wellness vendors we'll have on site. And again, it's Thursday of race week, 3 to 8 p.m., Friday of race week, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Race day is Saturday, October 19th, and the start is at 7 a.m. if you're doing the full marathon, half marathon, or 10K. If you're doing the 5K, it starts a little bit later, 7:30 a.m., so you get to sleep in just a little bit more. I would encourage people to try to get there, you know, 45 to 60 minutes early, so you don't have to worry too much about parking, getting in the corral, getting up to the start line, all that sort of stuff. But the start time, 7 a.m. for the full half and 10K, 7:30 for the 5K. Parking is available in the lots south of the start line, so down past Crown Center to the south. You can see the exact parking locations on our website, kcmarathon.org, or look for those in the participant guide that we'll be emailing out. You can also park in the Union Station parking garage, the same garage you park at for free at the expo. You can park there on race day for just $5, and that's as long as you need to be in the garage. So just a $5 fee to park very close to the start line and very, very close to the finish line right there at Main Street in Pershing. You'll go out, as I mentioned, 7 o'clock for the full half 10K, 7:30 for the 5K, and when you cross that finish line at Main and Pershing, you'll get a bottle of water, you'll get your race medal, of course, all the normal bananas, oranges, apples, that sort of stuff. And then you'll go into the Finish Line Festival presented by Sprint at Washington Square Park. Lots of vendors there as well, including our presenting sponsor Garmin, who has a big display and a great photo booth, as they always do. Aftershocks will be there. Heartland Coca-Cola, CBD American Shaman, Orange Theory Fitness, among others. We'll have live music going throughout the day, so relax with your friends after the race, take in the live music. First beer is on the house, so you'll have a ticket on your bib for a free beer. And the beers this year will be Miller Lite, Boulevard Wheat, and Bob's 47 Oktoberfest, which is also a Boulevard beer and a great seasonal ale. So you can pick from those three after the race. Again, the first beer is free. You can purchase additional beers if you want to have more than one after the race. And you also have a ticket on your bib for a free pulled pork sandwich, courtesy of our great partners, Seaboard Foods and Operation Barbecue Relief. They're coming back this year, and they'll have those delicious Kansas City-style barbecue sandwiches after the race with some great sauce donated by our friends at Zarda Barbecue. So thanks to those partners, Operation Barbecue Relief, Seaboard Foods, and Zarda Barbecue, for getting us hooked up with the great Kansas City-style pulled pork sandwiches after the race. So that's kind of a rundown of what race week looks like. Another tip would be to download the KC Marathon app, and you can check out runner tracking, among other things. The courses are on there. The participant guide that I mentioned. We also have some fun Kansas City Marathon selfie filter options. So check it out, the KC Marathon app. You can get it in the Google Store, the Apple Store. Check it out. Just search Kansas City Marathon and get our official 2019 app for the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, we will interview one of the best runners in the United States. It's Olympian and Garmin-sponsored athlete Alexi Papa. She's also a filmmaker, a poet, a writer, among other things. Awesome on social media. If you don't already follow her, definitely do that. Alexi Pappas. And we'll be talking to her coming up next as you listen to the October edition of the Kansas City Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I am race director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in here to the October edition as it is race month here in Kansas City. And joining us now, one of the top runners in the country and a great Garmin-sponsored athlete, it's our friend Alexi Papas, who's back this year after running in the Kansas City Marathon in 2017. She'll be back running with you all again this year in the half marathon. And Alexi, how have you been doing?
I've been doing great. I am so excited to come back. I have really fond memories from my last trip to Kansas City, where I actually got the chance to not only run the race, but also explore a bit of the town, go check out the restaurants, and I'm just so excited to come back to such a wonderful place.
You know, you say that, and you just sparked a memory with me. I remember you made a video recap of your trip to Kansas City, and didn't you eat something really strange?
In one
of what was that?
I will never probably do this again, but I was dared by this other professional runner Ben True to eat this pig eyeball at this restaurant that we went to. It was a fantastic restaurant, and I think there was like a whole pig, and we sort of a joke led to a real dare, and I'm not sure that was the best pre-race food, but it was mine.
Oh man, that's really funny. It sounds disgusting, so I'll give you props for doing that. I don't know if I could stomach that one. And I'll tell you, people here in Kansas City are excited. We had a big group run last week at Run 816. It's the big running store on the course. And some of the employees there were geeking out, and they're so excited to meet you. So we'll tell people that Alexi's scheduled to be at the Garmin booth at the Health and Fitness Expo on Friday, the day before the race, around 5 p.m., and then also on race day at the Garmin booth in Washington Square Park, sometime around 9 a.m. after she's done with the half marathon. So if people want to meet you, they'll have a chance, and I'm sure you'd be willing to, you know, pose for a photo or something like that.
Of course, and during the race even, I plan on being, you know, running among everybody, and so I'm sure we'll have lots of surprise interactions even along the course.
Yeah, and that's a good point. So Alexi is not all out racing this event, so you may have the chance to run with her, which is super cool. That being said, you did race an event at the very end of September in Virginia, which was a 10-mile race, and I saw you posted on Instagram that it was by far the hardest course you'd ever tackled. What was that like? And that was your first road race you've had in a long time, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, Virginia's beautiful and you know, is full of surprises, apparently, because not only were the trails beautiful before the race, but the race itself was the hilliest course I've ever run. As I understand, it's a long-standing tradition, a course that even my college coach Mark Coogan ran and won back in 96, and so I was joining a tradition, and I didn't realize it was also a tradition of hills and pain.
Oh, my. So that's, I mean, I know you had a top 10 finish, which was great, but that's it sounds like that's a rough way to return to road racing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's sort of funny because I'm heading to Chicago next weekend to the Chicago Marathon to pace at the Olympic standard, and it's going to be probably the total opposite in terms of flat versus hilly. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I think what's cool about doing a difficult race course like that is that you could never really replicate something like that in a workout. You know, like I would probably not put myself through such a course, you know, by my own choice and, you know, just on a weekend by myself. And so that I was surrounded by other runners and competition was a really good way to do it.
That's cool. So let me ask you this, and correct me if I'm wrong. So you have one full marathon under your belt, correct?
I do, and I'm preparing to run a marathon not until like January. So this road race was sort of the beginning of my season, and we're right about where we want to be fitness-wise and feeling good.
So what I was getting at is I think a lot of people run that first marathon, and they either fall in love with it and they get the bug, or they find out they don't like it that much. You know, you've done all these different distances. What are your thoughts on the marathon? And is it something, obviously you have one coming up, you just said in January, is that part of your long-term goals to continue, you know, fine-tuning that distance? Is it a distance you've really started to like?
I think it's a distance that I'm at least curious about and that I really like because of how it's a tradition that other people do, and that when I go to a marathon, it's about my race, but it's also about thousands of other people doing the very same thing. So I think for me, you know, running has always been a sport that I've hoped would grow with me, and track is amazing and I love it, but there's something about the roads and about the marathon that makes you feel like you're running with a bigger purpose and with more people. And so I wouldn't say that it felt any better than I thought it would, and I don't imagine it'll ever feel easy, but I felt sort of joyful about being a part of a bigger community.
That's cool. We're speaking to Alexi Pappas. She'll be in Kansas City later this month to run in the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. She'll be running with you in the half marathon, so if you see her out on the course and you think it's her, Probably is. And she's excited to run with you, and you'll have the chance to meet her at the Expo Friday night at 5 p.m. at the Garmin booth. And after the race, on race morning in the Finish Line Festival around 9 a.m., also at the Garmin booth. So obviously you're a professional runner, among other things. Do you get to ever just go out like you're doing with Kansas City? Like, do you have a bucket list of races that you say, hey, I'm just going to go run this for fun and not worry about my time, like a Big Sur marathon or something like that? Or is most of your time just focused on picking races that you're going to train for and really go out and try to run fast?
I don't have so many opportunities, I think, to just go out and fun run. However, a race I did before this Virginia race was I ran a leg of the Malibu Triathlon, which was kind of that was actually a fun opportunity. And I ran on a team with other writers and actors from the TV show The Office, and they had their runner dropped out. And so I ran on this celebrity team, and we won.
Nice.
And it was so fun. And so I would say that gave me like this feeling that I would love to do more fun things like that. But it's certainly something that I usually don't get the opportunity to do like that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I was just curious about that. And you mentioned The Office. Obviously, you have a very creative side to your personality and your career as well. You've done filmmaking and poetry and acting and all sorts of cool stuff on the creative side. And I know you have a new movie, Olympic Dreams, coming out in the near future that's already gotten rave reviews in the sneak previews. Maybe you can tell the listeners a little bit about what that's all about and when they'll be able to see that.
Yeah. So Olympic Dreams is a movie that we premiered at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas this past spring. And it's the first ever fictional movie shot in an Olympic village. And we made it I star in the movie alongside Nick Kroll, who's this comedian. And he and Jeremy, my husband and filmmaking partner, and I went over and made this movie with just the three of us, which is like really unprecedented. And we sold it to IFC, and they are bringing it into the world this winter. So we're so, so excited about it. And it's kind of like a Lost in Translation set in the Olympic Village.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. Very cool. Well, like I said, I've already heard the early reviews at South by Southwest. It sounds like it's getting a great response, and I'm sure that has to make you feel proud. Your first movie was very well reviewed, and this one seems like it'll be a big success too, right?
Yeah, it represents another step, I think, in our creative journey, a little bit, you know, bigger scope in the movie, just in terms of I think some of the eyeballs that we might find with it and just, you know, continues to hopefully bring people to the theater and just joy and showing them a world that they might not otherwise see. With Tracktown, it was the running world. With this, it's kind of looking into the world of the Olympics and the Olympic Village. So it's been really fun showing these worlds that I have experienced myself and haven't seen on screen before.
Hey, Alexia, as we wrap up, I would think one of the cool things for you is, you know, you meet people or you see them on social media, and it seems like your words and the things you say inspire a lot of people. And I'm sure that's a cool thing for you. So, you know, as we start to wrap up the interview, do you have any words of inspiration for people that may be, you know, getting ready for the Kansas City Marathon at the end of this month, or maybe a tip you might want to give to somebody who's out there getting ready to conquer a half marathon or a full marathon for the first time?
For sure. I think that two things. One, to prepare as best you can beforehand, meaning, you know, from, you know, laying out your clothes the night before the race to being thoughtful about what time you're going to, you know, wake up and what your pre-race meal is. I think controlling those things ahead of time, like, allows you to toe the start line available and ready to handle what you can't control. And then during the race, I mean, that first tip is very practical, but during the race, I think to know that, you know, it hurts for everybody. And when you're in there just working hard and feeling maybe pain, to find whatever distractions you can to take your mind away from your body, whether it's focusing on somebody else's breath when yours hurts, or, you know, finding a bird flying overhead or seeing a person cheering on the side and asking yourself, where is that bird flying? And just distracting yourself however you can, and knowing that that's your, that's part of it. I think any reason you can give yourself to be distracted and to smile is totally fair game.
No, that's a good point, because I'll tell you one thing I've learned is if you come into an endurance race in good shape and your training's good, then it's, 80% mental, 90% mental on race day. You know, it's crazy. So yeah. I think that's a really good tip. And we'll have bands all along the course and spectators all along the course and plenty of distractions. So I think that's a good tip. And, hey, we know you're busy, Alexi. Thanks so much for your time. And we're looking forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks here in Kansas City.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be there.
Yeah, thanks for your time. That's Alexi Pappas, one of the best runners in the United States, 2016 Olympian, filmmaker. You can check out her new movie, Olympic Dreams, here in the next couple months. And she'll be running in the Kansas City Marathon on October 19th, the half marathon. You'll see her out there, maybe have a chance to run with her. And you can also meet Alexi at the Garmin booth, 5 p.m. on Friday at the Health and Fitness Expo, or at the Garmin booth after the race on Saturday morning around 9 a.m. If you want to get a chance to meet her, shake her hand, and get a quick photo. All right, our thanks to Alexi Pappas joining us here on the podcast. We'll take a timeout. Coming up next, we'll talk to Vince Sanders, founder and CEO of CBD American Shaman, one of the sponsors of the 2019 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. That is coming up next, and you're listening to the October edition of the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon monthly podcast here on 810WHB.com. I am race director Dave Borcher. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining us now, one of our great sponsors, it's Vince Sanders, founder and CEO, CBD American Shaman. Vince, how are you doing today, man?
Great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for your time. And obviously, thanks for coming on board as a big sponsor of this year's Kansas City Marathon. People will be able to check you out on race day in Washington Square Park at the Finish Line Festival for free samples after the race, topical creams, among other things. And really, one of the reasons I reached out to you, there's a couple reasons. One is CBD American Shaman is a great hometown company. So I thought it made a lot of sense to connect with you all with the Kansas City Marathon being the biggest race in town. But the other thing is, you know, the benefits runners can get from your products.
And, absolutely.
I'd like to get into that and maybe just start by talking about CBD in general. Maybe people hear it, they don't know exactly what it is. Maybe you could educate the listeners a little bit on what exactly CBD is and how it could help out runners.
Definitely. So CBD is a cannabinoid. There's over 100 known cannabinoids out of the cannabis plant. To be legal, we have to process everything from hemp, not marijuana, and have under 0.3% THC. We do make a zero THC product as well if people have zero tolerance type jobs. But more than anything, as far as how it could help runners, would be the anti-inflammatory properties. After something like a marathon where your joints have taken an incredible pounding and your muscles are obviously inflamed from nonstop hours of running, you're going to see a much faster recuperation, and you're going to see your joints and things hurt a lot less for the couple, 3 days of healing afterwards. So I think that's going to be really interesting to see marathon-type athletes. We've had a lot of feedback with weightlifting and that type of thing, bodybuilders, NFL players, boxers, UFC fighters. We have a lot of testimonials. But to see it in this, it's going to be really interesting to hear the feedback. I'm really looking forward to it.
I know you told me when we first met, you used to be a really big runner, and then you had some injuries that kind of knocked you out. But, I mean, you can actually speak to it, knowing what it feels like to go run a half marathon or whatever. You've been there.
I've been there, yeah. I mean, I used to overtrain, but, I never ran 6 days a week. I'd take one day off to heal, and I'd run 15 miles a day, and on Saturdays I'd run 30.
That's unbelievable.
Every week. I mean, that's just what I did. But I did suffer some consequences from that overtraining, including a burst disc, which have kind of prevented me from continuing to run. But I love, as far as exercise goes, there's nothing like running for me.
Talk to us about the whole, you mentioned inflammation and pain relief. And like you said, you work with a lot of current athletes and former athletes. I know Tim Grunhard, former Chiefs player, is a big ambassador for you all. And I've heard his testimonials. And, you know, a lot of those former NFL players, they're in so much pain with arthritis or whatever, just kind of injuries after years and years of pounding. And certainly runners can relate to that as well. I don't know very many runners who go out and their body feels great every day. It's normally the opposite. Like there's something that hurts a little bit. So what have you seen with these former players and kind of talking about helping runners with pain relief and, you know, what makes it different for your CBD products that are better than like something you might get at Walgreens?
Sure. Well, a number of things. A, we control the product. We like to say from soil to oil, we handpick the genetics of the plant that we want grown for the right cannabinoid and terpene content. We do all the heavy metals and insecticide testing on the ground before we grow it. We are hands-on throughout the growing process, harvesting, drying, so that it's all done the right way so that we do not lose these cannabinoids and terpenes that are so important. They all synergistically work together to produce what's known as the entourage effect. We're not just after CBD. We're after those other 100 cannabinoids and a couple of dozen terpenes that are there. And then when we process it, we have our own extraction facility in Montana. We extract the oil, then the oil comes here to Kansas City where we make all and distribute all of the products. We do batch testing throughout the entire process from beginning to end, from testing the soil initially, to testing the plants as they're grown, to testing the oil as it's extracted, to testing the products before they go out the door. We also randomly pick products from the warehouse and send them out to third parties to make sure, although we have a wonderful lab here and two full-time chemists, just to make sure that everything's on page, that we agree there's not something off or something misreading or a machine that's not calibrated properly. So when you get our oil or our products, you can rest assured that there's no heavy metals, insecticides, herbicides. If we say there's 10 milligrams of CBD in each drop, there's 10 milligrams. These are the types of things that we do that, you know, we set us apart from the rest of the industry, really.
Yeah, and I was going to ask what makes you all unique, but I think you answered that. I think people see CBD shops all over Kansas City, but CBD American Shaman, the best, the safest, and you guys obviously have a great reputation with more than 40 locations around Kansas City. Before we move on, maybe you could talk a little bit about misconceptions. People hear CBD, like I'm imagining my parents, and they might be like, oh, I can't take that. But something you mentioned earlier, you know, it's legal. If you have to worry about a drug test, there's certain products that'll be compliant with that. So what kind of misconceptions do you hear that you might want to clarify?
Well, first, it's non-psychoactive, right? When people think of cannabinoids, they think of THC. They think of marijuana. They think of getting high. CBD has zero psychoactivity. You could eat it all day long and not get high. You know, CBD has zero mind-altering properties. It really works within your body and your own endocannabinoid system. That unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize your entire body has an endocannabinoid system that regulates everything from inflammation to a host of neurological issues. And that's why it works so well. Your body makes these cannabinoids. They're called endocannabinoids when your body makes them. The problem is they're made out of typically lipids, omega-3s specifically, and our Western diets are very low in omega-3s, typically, you know, unless you really watch your diet. So you don't have the precursors to make these, so everybody's pretty much walking around endocannabinoid deficient. So then you take them from the outside, or exocannabinoids. So it puts your body in balance or homeostasis so that you feel and recuperate as nature intended if everything nutritionally is proper and your body's working right. Then, in a quick nutshell, that's, you know.
Speaking of Vin Sanders, founder and CEO, CBD American Shaman, you can check him out online, cbdamericanshaman.com. Search him on social media, CBD American Shaman there. Man, you sound like a doctor. I'm assuming you didn't go to medical school, but maybe you did. How did you ever imagine you'd be this knowledgeable about something?
Yeah, probably. You know, I do have a habit of going deep on things that I'm interested in. But at this point, gosh, I'm 7 years into studying this. I've read thousands and thousands of research studies and papers. We have two full-time doctors on staff that I talk to every day. We do have some human trials that we're lining up as we speak that we expect the FDA to sign off on. So it would be amazing. We'll get underway with some first-stage human trials on a variety of different things. you know, I live the science, and that in order to make this product at the level we want it to be, the most efficacious and best product on the market, it really requires this type of knowledge.
All right. As we wrap up, talk to us about CBD American Shaman as a Kansas City company. Obviously, we're sitting here taping this interview. It's Red Friday. You're wearing a Heart KC shirt and Chiefs colors. But I know Kansas City is something you're passionate about. Maybe you can talk about that, your history in Kansas City.
I'm born and raised in Kansas City. I love Kansas City. I love giving back to anything that is charitable. We just came off a week of Spray CMO, where we brought in the world-class muralists from all over the world. We flew them in. We put them up at the Sheraton. We fed them. We gave them, you know, all the beverages and provided paint and as well as paid and have a contest and nightly events. It kind of really put Kansas City on the map, as well as changing the landscape. We love the fact that now you kind of have an art museum throughout the city. You don't have to go to the Nelson, as wonderful it is. You know, the idea of walking or driving to work every day and passing some of these, it changes your mood and makes you happier. We recently sponsored Sensatia with Quixotic. That's going to be an amazing show. Everybody, please go see that. It starts in October at Crown Center. Obviously, we're sponsoring the race. We're all things Kansas City. We are nationwide. We're not just nationwide. I mean, we ship to Europe and Australia and Japan, Canada. So, but predominantly in the U.S. But we are Kansas City centric. I mean, and this is where we want to support, you know, arts and sports and anything that makes sense, anything charitable in Kansas City, we're in on.
That's awesome to hear. Vince, hey, thanks so much for your time and keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Vince Sanders, founder and CEO, CBD American Shaman. You can check him out online, cbdamericanshaman.com. Again, 40 locations around Kansas City, and find him on social media just by searching CBD American Shaman. They'll also be out on race day in the Finish Line Festival if you want to get some free samples. They're great products. Maybe you've heard about CBD, haven't tried it yet. Check them out in the Finish Line Festival in Washington Square Park. CBD American Shaman, a great sponsor of the 2019 Kansas City Marathon. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the October edition of the Kansas City Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. We're wrapping things up here on the monthly Kansas City Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Of course, the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, coming your way on Saturday, October 19th. With the pre-race expo at Union Station on Thursday the 17th, 3 to 8 p.m., and Friday, October 18th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thanks so much to our guests who joined us here earlier in the podcast, Olympian and Garmin-sponsored athlete Alexi Pappas, who joined us earlier, and last segment, Vince Sanders, founder and CEO of CBD American Shaman, one of the great sponsors of the 2019 Kansas City Marathon. Normally, this is the spot in the podcast where we would preview our upcoming group runs and expos, but it's race month. We don't have anything scheduled for November, which is crazy. So just again, thank you, everyone, for your support listening to the podcast throughout the build up to this year's Kansas City Marathon on October 19th. Hope your training has just gone great. Hope it's gone great, and hope you're feeling good about things as you're in your taper and resting up for Saturday, October 19th. Should be a nice day to run. Again, if you want to stay up to date with all the latest information, be sure to follow us on social media at KC Marathon on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as I mentioned earlier, download the KC Marathon app, read the participant guide we'll be sending out the week of the race. That'll have all the answers for any questions you may have. So be sure to check that out again. It's the participant guide on race week, as well as the Kansas City Marathon app. If you still have questions, you can email us info@sportkc.org. Again, info@sportkc.org. But the Kansas City Marathon app and the participant guide should have everything you need in terms of info on race day, the health and fitness expo, the courses, the Finish Line Festival, and everything you need to know. All right, that'll do it for us here today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, hope everyone has had a great build-up to this year's race. Have an awesome race on Saturday, October 19th. I'll be waiting to high-five you as you cross the finish line. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you soon. Kansas City Marathon, presented by Garmin, coming up on Saturday, October 19th. And you've been listening to the October edition KC Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. 1,000 things a day, then sleep somewhere else tonight, going back to Kansas City.
and I love you to ears. But just how long can I keep singing?